love is its own reward. Knowing that we are loved by God and being able to love Him in return is an incredible blessing. And it sustains us when we feel forsaken and unloved by others.
Welcome to Your Place of Grace with Evangelist Anthony Sluzes. We're taking the message of salvation, Holy Spirit renewal, and healing through the finished work of Christ to the world by every available means. If you'd like more information about Your Place of Grace Ministries and our resources, visit yourplaceofgrace.com.
Hello there, my friend. This is Anthony Sluzes, and I thank you for taking time out of your busy day or evening to listen to our podcast. It's called Your Place of Grace. Today we want to talk specifically about the subject of love. Now, love is such a vast subject. You can't even begin to scratch the surface, let alone in a 20-minute podcast. But let me ask you this question about love. Do you personally believe that God loves you? Well, do you? We are all so familiar with John 3:16 that clearly states that because God so loved the world, He sent His Son so those who believe in Him would never perish but have eternal life. We usually think of God's love as generally applying to everyone, but maybe not specifically to us personally. However, the Lord wants us to know we're loved by Him, truly loved, and to love Him in return. That's an imperative thing. We also need to love God and put Him first place in our lives. Only then will we be able to give and receive love in our relationships as God desires. To understand how important love is to our God, we need only look at His holy word. In the Old Testament, there are some 250 mentions of love. And in the New Testament, the word love is used 234 times, and of those, 72 are found in the Gospel of John and in the epistles. Excuse me. In 1 John chapter 4, verses 7 through 11, the Apostle John mentions love in every verse. He writes, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God, and everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. The one who does not love does not know God, for God is love. By this, the love of God was manifested in us, that God has sent His only begotten Son into the world so that we might live through Him. In this is love, not that we loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another." Since love is such an essential, important part of our lives, we need to understand what love truly is. Now, love is much more than an emotion. Love is a commitment to another person. Love is not free. See, it actually demands something of us. We can't live for ourselves in isolation and at the same time love someone else. Love excuse me, love looks beyond the flesh. Its focus is the heart and the spirit of a person, not the external appearance. Okay? The connection is both emotional and cerebral, not merely a physical attraction. Now, lust has nothing to do with genuine love. Our world has substituted lust for love. And I'm telling you, this has become very obvious in the so-called sexual revolution, which is still continuing in our day. Lust is focused on self, on what I want or what I need from the other person. But love is concerned for the loved one, what I can do for her or for him. Love cannot be bought. It's a gift that is freely given and one that is received without cost. Love desires to give. Love gives with no strings attached. It doesn't demand that the other person be a certain way or do what is desired before love is given. You see, genuine love is freely bestowed without qualifications or requirements. Love is generous and unselfish. True love is others-centered, not self-centered. It is always looking for ways to give, not ways to get. Love is more fulfilled in giving than in receiving. Those who genuinely love others find great joy and satisfaction in generously giving to them. They are especially gratified when they can supply what someone else really needs or desires. Love is forgiving. Listen, carrying the weight of anger, resentment, bitterness, or jealousy chokes a person's spirit and hinders the ability to truly love others. Love desires to express itself. See, love is demonstrative and it must be expressed. When God's love is in us, it flows out in sacrificial giving. Love is also a happy emotion. I'm telling you, I've been around a while, and I can say the happiest people are not those who have everything money can buy, but those who know how to love. Love enjoys seeing other people happy. That's because the focus is not on getting for self, but in sacrificing for others. In seeing the pleasure others experience, there is great fulfillment and enjoyment. And yes, love is fulfilling and enables us to feel complete. When we know how to give and receive love, it gives us a sense of completeness, competence, and worthiness. Also, love hurts when others hurt. Genuine love is characterized by compassion and mercy expressed either through direct interaction or more distantly through prayer. Love does not keep accounts. There's no record of who did what to whom. Love is not a matter of paying and receiving, but of giving without expectation of return. Also, love may be very painful. And this is especially true if the love is not mutual. It may require repeated forgiveness. Also, love does not require anything in return. There are no conditions or requirements placed on the other person before love is freely given. The Bible also says that love is patient. Amen? Yes. Love waits until the proper time, whereas lust wants immediate gratification. If ultimatums are given, then it's not genuine love. Christ's death on the cross is the perfect example of love. Jesus came into the world. He loved to give his life as a ransom for sin. And yet few people loved him in return. And that's true today. When we continue to love unresponsive, ungrateful people, we are following Jesus' example. This is possible because after we accept him as our Savior and Lord, he pours out his love into our hearts, enabling us to love others no matter how ugly they behave toward us. And finally, love is its own reward. What's that mean? Well, knowing that we are loved by God and being able to love him in return is an incredible blessing. And it sustains us when we feel forsaken and unloved by others. And if loved ones die or leave us, we have a friend who will never desert us. Oh, dear one, listen, love isn't found in advice from magazines or online, through books or people. God is the source of love through Jesus Christ, his Son. And the place to look is in the Bible. It's true. It begins with accepting the death of Jesus Christ on the cross as the greatest act of love ever shown. Ever. He died to pay our sin debt in full. And when we believe in him and repent of our sins, we turn from our sins, all the mess we've made in our lives is completely washed away by his precious blood. Our sins are forgiven, and God will remember them no more. Now, his love is poured out in our hearts, enabling us to love him in return and to receive and give love to others. If we don't have Christ and his love in us, our lives are empty, and we are poor, needy, and wretched. See, the only one who can satisfy our deepest longings is the one who died for us on Calvary's cross. His love for us is beyond all explanation and human comprehension. Do you feel loved by God? Why or why not? And are you able to give love? Or is something hindering you, dear one, from expressing love freely to others? The question must be asked, do you know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior and Lord? If not, what's keeping you? What's holding you back from that? The Bible tells us that today is the day of salvation, and that now is the appointed time. Dear one, if you don't know Jesus right at this moment, and there's a stirring deep in your heart that things aren't working out for me, and that, yes, I do need Christ in my life, then, dear one, don't waste another moment. I beg you, don't waste another moment on foolishness and on sin. If you've blown it, if you've hurt people, if you've hurt yourself, don't run from Jesus. But right now, run to him. Let's pray this together, okay? Open your heart and pray this with everything you've got, okay? Pray this prayer with all your heart, out loud. Repeat after me. Dear God in heaven. Yes, come on, pray. Dear God in heaven, I come to you in the name of Jesus Christ. Please forgive me for the way I have lived and for the foolish and sinful things I've done. Jesus, cleanse me with your precious blood from all my sin and unrighteousness. With my mouth, I confess the Lord Jesus. In my heart, I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead, and he is alive. This very moment, I accept Jesus Christ as the Savior of my soul, and I make him Lord of my life. And according to God's word, which cannot lie, I am now washed, cleansed. I am forgiven. I am healed. And I am born again. And I thank you, my God and my Savior. And Jesus, I will live for you and serve you all the days of my life. In your holy name I pray. Amen. And amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, dear one, if you've prayed this with me, contact me, please, through my website, yourplaceofgrace.com. Click on the contact tab and just write me a quick email and say, Tony, I prayed that prayer with you. Jesus is now Lord of my life, and things are never going to be the same again. If you'll do that, dear one, I'm going to rejoice with you. I will pray for you. I'm going to send you a word of encouragement. And also, I will send you through the mail, postage paid, a free resource to help you get started in this walk with Christ. Thank you so much for listening today, dear ones. And again, please do go to our website. And especially for you pastors, I ask you to pray about inviting me to come and to speak to your church, to speak into your people and into your community. We've seen God do great things through our services all across America over these last 13 years. And we give God all the glory. And until we meet again, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious unto you, and may he always have a smiling countenance toward you. And may God grant you peace, protection, prosperity, joy unspeakable and full of glory. May he give you laughter and unconditional love within your marriage, family, home, relationships. And may God grant you great favor everywhere you step foot, all the days of your long, long life. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Thank you so much for listening to Your Place of Grace with Anthony Sluzes. We trust the podcast was a blessing to you. If you'd like more information about our ministry, resources, testimonials, and to schedule Anthony to speak at your event, go to yourplaceofgrace.com.